From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Zia Kelly. The Columbia Regional Airport Terminal Art Program is officially underway after City Council passed a resolution on it last Monday. The airport staff will work with the Commission on Cultural Affairs and the Standing Committee on Public Art to select an artist. The program is funded through the Percent for Art Ordinance, which designates 1% of the terminal construction budget to public art. Because the estimated cost of the new terminal is $18.8 million, the artwork budget will be nearly $189,000. The artist will be awarded about $150,000 in commission. Office of Cultural Affairs Manager Sarah Dresser says that the artwork in the airport can benefit both the creativity of the artist and tourism to the city.
We want to allow the space to spark the creativity of the artists who apply. Columbia is designated as a creative community, and that is something that we want to lead with when people arrive.
Dresser expects the selection and implementation of the artwork in the airport will be a multi-year process. A Jackson County official has demanded the retraction of a report that alleges mismanagement of an anti-drug and violent sales tax. The Kansas City Star reports that County Executive Frank White alleges that the audit report contains numerous errors, omissions, and misleading statements. The report didn't allege criminality, but found that the amount of revenue that the 30-year-old combat sales tax was expected to raise was chronically underestimated starting in 2010. It said the money generated above and beyond the estimates created a kind of slush fund that was used to pay for non-drug and crime-fighting-related expenses, such as a trail. A special Missouri legislative session held earlier this month on vehicle tax breaks cost roughly $71,000 to hold. Republican Governor Mike Parson called the special session to overlap with lawmakers' annual meeting to review vetoed bills. That cut down on expenses because lawmakers were already scheduled to head back to the Capitol that week. Parson called lawmakers back to work to undo a recent Missouri Supreme Court ruling. The ruling found taxpayers can only trade in one vehicle for a discounted sales tax on a new car. State revenue officials previously allowed multiple vehicle trade-ins to reduce the sales tax on a replacement vehicle. Some lawmakers say the issue didn't merit a special session. A state appeals court has ordered a Missouri judge to stop operating a domestic abuse court because a proper procedure wasn't followed when it was being set up. Greene County Prosecutor Dan Patterson had challenged the domestic abuse court because of his concerns, and the Missouri Court of Appeals agreed. It wasn't immediately clear if Judge Calvin Holden will appeal the issue to the state Supreme Court. The Springfield News Leader reports the ruling will likely end Holden's bi-monthly treatment program for men convicted of domestic assault. The judge established the domestic abuse court in March 2018 as a way to put offenders under close supervision in an effort to prevent them from being repeat offenders. I'm Zia Kelly, KBIA News, Columbia.